Kitty cats, hamsters, puppy, or birds, whatever the pet you're handling, turds. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Slowest Jogger. Slowest Jogger. One of our guests does not like that kind of humor and is shaking his head vigorously. As for me, though, I love it. Thank you.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, Shimmy?
Yeah.
Shimmy, what are you doing here?
Hey, what is this place?
Shimmy, for those listening, Shimmy was trapped in my backyard for months.
I was trapped in the backyard, and now I'm here.
You're looking over your shoulder several times. And how did you get here?
I don't know.
Shimmy, you're a musician, is that right?
Yeah, I play with Townland. I was supposed to be at a rehearsal.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
It's been several months. I don't know if you've been keeping track of time.
Well, I looked on Instagram. They had a show without me.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first time we ever talked to you was back in April or March.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's been months and months. We're at the end of June at this point.
Months.
It's been a while, in other words.
I gotta go.
Okay, bye, Shimmy. Oh, man. Always great to hear from Shimmy, but I'm worried he's trapped. I'm worried he's trapped here in the studio, much like Classic Jarls, whom we haven't heard from in a while. But welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. And my name is Scott Aukerman. You've heard from me. It's been about a week if you listened to last week's show. And we have a great one for you today. First of all, coming up a little later, we have a musician. We have someone in the wellness area, and we have an underwater diver. Is one way to describe them. And we also have an actor coming up, an actor. And we're back to having actors in our A block, which is an exciting thing here. But before we get to that, there's only a few days left. But dads and grads, I haven't mentioned you this June because it's heavily implied. Get your shit together. You have about 4 more days of your bullshit. And then we never want to hear from you until next June. But the person we do want to hear from is our first guest. And he is making his third appearance, I believe, on the show,
yes.
Second in person. And we've spoken to him under the auspices of promoting his Star Trek cartoon project, Star Trek.
It's called Startoon Cartoon Project.
Startoon Cartoon.
It's a Startoon cartoon.
Startoon.
It's not a confusing name in any way.
No. Everyone knows exactly how to find it.
Yeah.
Star Trek Tiny Desk, is that what it is?
It's called Star Trek Tiny Desk. It's on the Startoon Network.
Startoon Network.
Yeah, it's a Startoon Plus. It's a streaming app.
Startoon
yeah.
Plus. But yeah, we're not Startoon here to Plus. Talk about that today.
No.
Because that is, it's sure, it's coming up down the
yeah,
line.
Yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming down the line, down the pipe.
But right now we're in the middle of a season of television that is just causing such an impact all across America and beyond.
Sure,
and
yeah.
We knew we had to have you on to do a mid-season check-in.
Yeah. Yeah, are you checking in with me or am I checking in with the audience?
I thought you were checking in with me.
Oh, okay. Scott, how are you now that we're midway through the third season of The Boys?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, great to have Jack Quaid
back
here.
Yeah, it's really great to be back. Man, my StarToon episodes were way better.
Welcome back. Of course,
so good to be here.
People know Jack as, are you Huey Dew or you Lou or Louie?
I'm Huey.
And the Newey?
I'm Huey, but in season 4, we introduce Dewey and Louie.
You
and
do.
They are crazy.
And when does Uncle Scrooge come around? When does he start diving into that swimming pool full of gold coins?
Well, on a show like The Boys, he dives into the coins, but, you know, he's just diving into, like, solid matter. So he basically just explodes on impact.
Oh.
And it's very bloody and very violent. And it says something about America.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And wealth.
So you are, this is a season, now, you mentioned blood on the show.
Sure.
Which is one of the things our bodies are primarily made of.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Can we agree on that at least?
I think we can agree on that, yeah.
Water, blood.
Water, blood.
Bone.
Bones. Viscera? Is that a thing?
Sure.
Bile?
Certainly bile.
Bile. I'm mostly bile.
Depending on the time of day, so am
I.
Semen.
Semen.
Piss, shit.
Piss and shit.
Flesh. We forgot about flesh.
Yeah, flesh. That's a liquid.
That's a covering, certainly.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. It's
you think flesh is a liquid?
I think it's a liquid.
What about the juice in your eyeballs?
Thank shimmy. You, Shimmy.
What do you call that? Eyeball juice? What is that?
I guess.
Bye, Shimmy.
Bye.
I love Shimmy.
I love Shimmy too.
I just met him today, and he's
very shy.
What if they call it Sunny E?
Oh, he's back.
Sunny E,
yeah.
Like Sunny D, but for eyeballs.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh man, I had so many follow up questions for Shimmy, and then he always has to go.
Oh, he's a very busy man.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this blood. The show is the boys. Of
you
course,
mentioned this blood. Yes, I did. Yes.
The boys on Amazon Prime. A lot of blood. A lot of violence. But this season, I lied before I have checked out this season.
Oh, cool.
This season,
sick.
I'm like, okay, there's a lot of violence, but when's the sex startup?
Yeah.
And then we get to see your little butt.
Yeah, my butt's in it. What? My little butt.
Tell us
is
about that day on set.
Well, I mean, okay, the day on set was crazy because, like, all right, so spoilers for the show. Spoiler alert to everyone listening.
Spoilers for Mr. Skin.
Yeah, yes, spoilers for Mr. Skin, which is I hope it's not still a thing, considering I have
I believe
skin
it
to
is,
show.
And I think you'll have an entry.
My liquid up. Skin. But yeah, no, there. I have powers this season, and I can teleport. And the way that we do superpowers on the show is we think about, like, okay, how would this actually exist in the world? And if you can teleport, it's like you're...
When you say we think about that, it's the writers think
they think about it. I didn't think about it.
You just... I just
took credit for their work.
You get piles of paper.
Yeah.
That have your name on them.
Piles. They're so unorganized.
Piles.
They just show up in a dump truck.
Actually, Jack, these are all stapled together. It's a script.
Oh thank God.
What are these piles of paper
you keep sending? Piles upon piles you send me. But no, like I can teleport and it's your biological matter going from one part of the room to the other. So your clothes are not going to come with you. So
sure. Because a lot of people like, you know, the theories about the rapture.
Yeah, sure. I know.
You know, when God takes us Christians back to the homeland.
You and me specifically.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of theories are your clothes are just going to like fall to the onto your car door and all your jewelry.
And then there's going to be so many naked people in the homeland.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we'll all grow wings and they pass out the harps.
It'll be appropriate for the environment. Everybody like, oh, everybody's doing it. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. There will be no shame the way they explained it.
There's no
to
shame
me.
In the homeland.
Shame was created by
the
devil in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
They ate that apple and suddenly were like, oh, my penis, and covered themselves.
And then it didn't help that the devil was like, ew.
Look at that tiny penis.
Ew.
And it was because it was tiny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's because Adam had a tiny dick. That's the source of everything.
Yeah. And suddenly that gets transferred down to us, people with our huge BDE.
Yeah.
That we have this shame?
You and me specifically.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pointing to you.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway,
yeah, you see my butt in the show quite a lot this season.
Quite a lot, really. So more to come.
More, I think so. I didn't really like linger on those moments when I was watching through it.
What's it like filming something like that where you're like, okay, everyone try to avert your eyes as much as possible other than every single person watching this show.
Yeah, exactly. It's very weird. I mean, it's a closed set when you do it, but it's still like mostly naked, you know, you're naked and then everyone else is closed. Clothed. Everyone else is clothed. And it's like the human brain is just not really equipped to deal with that situation where you're like, I'm in a room where everyone has their clothes on and mine are off. And that's very weird. And then to extrapolate that and be like, hey, a lot of other people are going to see this later. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But whatever I shoot, whatever I do, I always say to myself before I shoot it, I go, this is a student film, and the only people who will see this are our friends. I seriously do that, because if I think about the eyeballs that could potentially be on it, I will be just petrified. And
that's still how I do this podcast. And it actually ends up being exactly right most of the time. you've had to do it so many times then this season that at what point do you get used to it? And you're like, I think I got the hang of this being naked in front of a bunch of people thing.
You never get fully used to it, but you do, I don't know, you do become accustomed to it. Like, I think like a few episodes into being a few episodes into my naked streak of the season, that's when I started to get slightly more comfortable, but I don't know. And then like when it came out, it was like, yeah, Jack's naked in the show. And there was like a reaction on Twitter, like, you see his butt. But then later in that same scene, Jensen Ackles comes out of a cryo tube and his butt is also visible.
So he's overshadowing your butt.
Internet freaked out over his butt, Scott.
Yeah.
And look, I'm happy for the guy.
You should have something in your contract about like who else can show their butt episode. You know, like no one of Jensen Ackles's stature.
No, you can't have like an ass that's going to outstage my ass.
Yeah,
that upstage my ass. You can't do it. No, I should have it in my writer. You're totally right.
But it seems to me like you're a regular on the show. It seems to me like you could have said like, oh, just get someone else to be my butt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not me.
You wanted it.
Not me. I wanted it.
No one else's butt? You can tell it's someone else's butt. Yeah, let me in there.
You can totally tell. I was like, yeah, get my ass in there. I want to feel shame, much like Adam in the Garden of Eden. I just want to feel eyeballs on my butt. That's how.
Do you do any sort of special grooming on it? Like, do you pay attention to the crack or what do you?
I've always paid attention to my crack.
Good man. Thank you
for asking.
Good man.
No, I've always paid attention to the crack. You have to make sure it's somewhat camera ready. Mm-hmm. You want any surprises? You don't want somebody coming up and being like, hey, there's something wrong with your crack. You don't want that.
Right. Yeah. So when someone, you know, out there like me, say, pauses it and really inspects it, you want it to be just, you know, a pleasurable experience.
Yeah. No, I want to be a pleasurable experience for you, for sure.
Thank you.
If you're going to pause it and have it up on the screen like you do.
Yeah. When you came in here. Yeah, we.
I was going to say. Yeah. No,
we wanted to make sure you felt at home and felt comfortable being in the studio.
Yeah. No, so. It's looking at my crack is actually quite a comfort to me now. Yeah. So thank you. I appreciate it. It needs the exposure because then once again, Jensen Ackles overshadowing.
Oh, man.
My butt needs the play.
Now, a lot of shows would have on one of the stars of a show to promote the beginning of a season, but we're doing a mid-season check-in.
Sure.
So how's this season going?
This season's going. If you're checking in with me, checking with me. I think it's going good. Yeah, no, it's coming out. People are digging it.
It's definitely coming out. We'll tell you that.
It's definitely coming out. It's definitely on a consistent release schedule.
What are we like halfway through the season? I don't even know.
We're more than halfway through at this point.
How many did you do?
We did eight. We do eight every.
And we're like at five at this point.
Yeah, well, six is coming out as of this recording tomorrow.
Okay, so still. Yeah. Counts as kind of a mid-season
check-in.
It's a mid-season.
It might be a post-season check-in by the time this comes out, but...
Well, I hope not, but we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Yeah, we may have to tinker with it in post for a while.
Yeah.
But, it's a big, big hit. If people haven't seen it, give the five words or under sort of pitch.
Oh, man. Five words or under?
Yeah, and you can... get rid of the and all, a and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah. Superheroes.
That's a hyphenated one word.
Are you going to let it slide?
Yeah, that's I'm okay. Great. So we're at
Thank
one.
You. We're, All right, at, we're one. At one. We're at one.
Superheroes.
Blood.
Superheroes. Blood. Is that possessive superheroes?
No, it's just these are just separate words.
Okay, separate.
These
words.
Are just separate nouns.
Okay. Oh, just nouns.
Just nouns. Great. Okay. Superheroes. Blood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So little onomatopoeia there.
That's a noun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Mm. Yeah. So generally what you're trying to sort of imply is like people will feel good watching it or be satiated.
Read into that whatever you want.
Got it.
Satisfied in some way.
Okay. Good.
But a little perverse.
Okay.
A little bit, you know, a little naughty. Then the fourth word is... yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
And then I think the fifth one is okay.
Oh, okay. So like after watching it, like okay, I didn't expect that.
I don't know. Read into it what you wish. Yeah. Maybe that's like okay.
So superheroes.
I didn't say it like that though. You're right.
Superheroes blood.
Superheroes blood.
Mm.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Boys Season 3 in a nutshell, Scott.
All right. So everyone can watch that. It's a wonderful show. People love it. And you, of course, are an actor and other things. We talked about StarToons already.
StarToon Cartoons, yeah.
StarToon Cartoon. And then you were also in this this Scream movie
yeah.
that came out earlier in the year. Now, no spoilers for this movie because a lot of people are catching up to it right
True.
Now.
True.
Right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think so. I've right. spoiled it on like TV yeah. at
but
this
no,
point.
No
but,
spoiler,
sure.
But no spoilers. But people no. can relax. There's no spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does it feel to play the killer in something like this? Is it?
It feels good. It feels good to murder. It's just...
How'd you get into this twisted mind of this character, Jack?
It was so cool to, like, I don't know, be that. But, like, I had to keep the secret the whole time because they gave different scripts to the whole cast of, like,
those
different killers.
Again.
And yeah, I was like, what the fuck are these? You have to start organizing them.
Were there any shots? Like, did they shoot any scenes of it? Because that just seems like a colossal waste of time for something that...
I don't think they shot like alternate like killer right. versions like with different people that like that would just be a waste of everyone's
yeah,
time
exactly,
and like
yeah.
such a letdown for the people yeah. who like
for the people who thought they were the killer
yeah. yeah but the people who weren't the killer and survived the movie get to be in the next one, so that's like the ultimate reward.
Well, you don't want to be in the next one. You did it already. You know what I mean? It's like
I'm murdered.
You murdered.
Holy shit! What was that?
Shimmy?
Shimmy? Oh, shimmy?
Shimmy? I fell over.
Shimmy?
Wait, why are you? How did you fall over? First of all, Shimmy.
my heels are too round, so sometimes if I lean back, I just go all the way.
What is too round? Because round at all is. You know, is just
in there one at a time.
All right, Shimmy.
Shimmy, I actually had a question for Shimmy if he's
Shimmy,
around in the
wait,
area.
I got time for two more.
Oh wow, okay, all right.
Jack,
first one is I heard you were recently. Good to see you again, Shimmy. I heard you were recently cast.
I'll give you a nickname.
Yeah, what's the nickname?
Yeah, that's what I like to do when people ask me questions. I like to give a nickname.
Oh really? We are oh, yeah. learning new stuff about Shimmy.
Love
I'm gonna,
it.
I'm gonna call you Bushy Top.
But Bushy Top.
Bushy Top.
Oh yeah, I got this. Like bushy, like curly hair.
Sorry,
yeah,
that's on
I
top
like
of
it.
Your head.
Yeah, bushy top. I like it. Do I have time to ask a question before you leave?
Yeah, go ahead, bushy top.
Okay. I heard you were recently cast in Scream 6. Is this correct? Are the rumors true?
Oh, I signed an NDA.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. I was going to ask you how you're handling the pressure. How's it all going for you?
Not good. I think I just revealed something inadvertently.
Yeah, you did. You did. Big time. That's why I'm here. I'm sorry, Shimmy.
Well, good to see y'all. That's it for today.
This was a test by the network.
Oh, God, he's gone.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to be still part of the Scream family.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, you got... Nev Campbell.
Nev Campbell.
The Screamily.
Thank you, Shimmy. Goodbye.
You got
and hi.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
And
you got Shaggy. You got Dewey. That's the true Dewey.
Yeah,
the true Dewey.
That's right.
That's the Dewey that's coming into the boys.
Right. Good.
Is David Arquette's Dewey
and then
from
Louis
Scream? And then yeah, it's the trio everyone wanted to see. That specific trio:
Huey, Dewey. And
oh yeah,
Jack Wade, David Arquette, and Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Huey, Dewey, and Louis.
Oh man, we're
let's
not
get to photoshopping
any kind of
this.
Comments about this. Yeah, let's get to photoshopping this.
Let's put this out on the internet.
Let's do it. I worked with David Arquette. It was such a fun time. He's amazing.
You ever try to wrestle you?
That's what I was going to bring up. That documentary he was in,
yeah.
You Cannot Kill David Arquette, is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I'm like, that's the first thing I told him. And I don't know how to congratulate someone on like being in a documentary about themselves. I was like,
right.
You were so great. As yourself in the documentary about yeah. you.
So what, did you just choose not to say anything?
No, I said exactly what I just said.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, he was a nice guy. He was like, thank you. Like, it didn't go over poorly.
What
but,
an interesting conversation.
But yeah, it was just like, you know.
So you thanked him. You said he was good
I said,
at something.
Hey,
said, thank
man,
you.
Thanks for being you and your performance
it's a
as
good Hollywood
yourself
story.
Is great.
I like
but how do you congratulate someone on being at like
sounds
you know,
like you did it fine and he said thank you
I guess
it all
you
out.
Know what maybe it did go perfectly
let's not take this one to Corden
yeah
this particular story
yeah yeah let's yeah. get off
let's
of
work
story.
Let's workshop this one
let's
a little
get
bit before,
off of it
before
yeah.
James gets a hold of it
okay
one of the Jimmies
one of them
so
somebody call my name
oh no
we no said, she's shimmy is who we were talking about
sorry bye
If you know how to get back here, how do you not know how to get out?
I'm not trying to get back here. I just end up.
You're just drawn to it?
Yeah.
He's so fast.
I think there's the vortex.
Okay, bye.
He's got like the fastest feet in all of California.
Well, The Boys, season three, mid-season check-in. We still have a couple of episodes to go. That's going to take us all the way to first week of July, probably.
Yes.
And then after that?
After that,
Startoon Cartoon?
Startoon Cartoons kicks in, I believe. I'm not exactly sure when. But we have a season three on the horizon, and it's very exciting.
Wonderful.
It's really, really fun.
And anything else you can talk about, or is everything else still under wraps? You read, I don't know if you follow this Deadline Hollywood thing.
I have in the past, yes.
But it's to the point now they announce when someone is cast in someone.
Yeah.
When someone's cast in someone. Now, when someone is cast in a project, they'll talk about it. When someone is auditioning for a project, when someone gets an agent now, it's a big headline.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be taken out of the process. I want to see the thing when it comes out. Like, let me know the day before.
You got to stop following Deadline. There's too many announcements.
Looking
now.
For some news about myself, honestly. Nothing's been going on.
You've just been trolling Deadline for news about you.
I'm like, look, is anyone about to give me a job out there? Nope.
Look, I mean,
what's that shit? Shimmy?
Told ya.
Nikki Fink, of course.
Was he?
He's a big Nikki fan. Shimmy and I talked about this off air. He's a huge fan of Nikki Fink. Mainly because of the writer's strike, right?
How often do you talk off air with Shimmy?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah?
That's the thing, yeah. I mean, we have a long conversation.
Oh, it's fantastic.
When he's on, he's very reticent to get on the mic.
Gotta go!
He's gotta go.
Gotta stay gone!
Well, Jack Quaid plays Huey, of course, on the Da Boys. Anyone ever do that?
Da
Bears. But
yeah, I've had in a lot of convention settings. I have people dressed up like they're in that sketch, coming up and going,
"This is Da Boys." What about SNL? Where like you should host SNL and then get Smigel.
I'd love to.
And the rest of them, and you take Farley's part,
of course.
And everyone
no
is.
No one will be mad about that at all.
But everyone's dressed like everyone's dressed like Homelander and all the other people. And then you sitting around the table, and you're like, the boys,
yeah.
Oh my God, who do we call? Do we call Lauren Direct or?
We call Lauren Direct right now.
And he'll say, put this on the season premiere.
Yeah, yeah. He'll say, put this, make sure to include this in the mid-season check-in. That's what he'll say.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Da Bois out there right now.
Da Bois out there. Very fun. You see my butt. There's other good parts to it, too.
Do you ever let out like an SBD when the camera's on your butt? Like
an SBD?
Yeah, silent but deadly.
Oh, silent. Oh, yeah. I try not to, but I don't know. Like, I think if there's one time not to fart, because I fart all the time in my pants to work.
Sure, of course. I mean, Oprah says we do it 12 to 14 times a day.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not on camera.
I definitely do it more than 14 times a day. What are we talking about?
I'm not sure.
You don't know if I do it more than 14 times a day?
Yeah, I can't tell, just from the looks of you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've farted at least 10 times since I've been in this studio.
Oh, really?
At least 10.
It's in the studio.
Yeah.
All right, well.
The studio alone. No one can smell it.
Good to know.
I think.
No one can smell it.
Can anyone, I mean, I don't know. We haven't revealed most of the people on
the show, but we'll ask our next guest.
Okay, yeah, of course.
We should get to him.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should get to him.
Yeah, let's get to him.
So the boys out there right now.
The boys out there now. It is out there now.
You can plug other things.
It might have finished airing by this point.
No, it's still out.
Okay, it's still out. Maybe like the finale has yet to come out. We still have two episodes left. We're gonna set this in. You know, I'm just gonna give you options.
We're still in Dads and Grads month.
Later in the edit.
Do you want to give us all?
Yeah. I'm just gonna give you. Okay, here
just
we go.
Roll. Do a series.
Yeah. Hey, boys. Mid season check in here. You can check out the remaining three episodes. Coming up soon on Prime Video. Hey, Boys Meet Season Check-In here. You can check out the remaining two episodes coming up now. Hey, check out the finale. Bye. It's me, Jack Quaid.
Okay.
Use any of that.
The pertinent information at the very end of that
one.
Snuck it right in.
But like you can slot that in wherever.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You can slot it in right now. You can slot it in.
Oh,
at the very end of the episode.
I mean, our editor, our machine's broken, so I'm not quite sure if we can.
Oh, the editing machine's broken.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure what we can do. So it may come out just so if you're hearing.
Seems like there's a fire in the booth. Am I correct?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but there was an episode we did recently where the fire alarms were going the entire time, and none of us could hear them because we all had headphones
sound.
On. Yeah, seems like they should attach the fire alarms to inside the headphones so we can escape if we had to. But
you guys have these anti-fire alarm headphones.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Noise, specifically fire alarm. Fire alarm. Canceling.
Everything else headphones. You hear, plane engines, yeah, you're going to hear it. But a fire alarm? No way.
Well, Jack, we need to get to our next guest.
Let's go.
Can you stick around?
Yeah, of course I can.
Okay, let's talk to him. He is an underwater deep sea diver, I believe. Do you dive or do you just travel around in
really?
Do you just go into the like sphere kind of thing? What do you call that? The undosphere?
Yeah, the undosphere. It depends what the specific job is, but yeah, sometimes I get out in the water by myself, but most times I'm in the undosphere.
So you're scooting around in the undosphere, usually.
I don't call it scooting around.
Does that have like those carnival game pickup arms where you can pick up the treasure, you know?
Carnival game pickup arms?
You know, the kind where it's like you're directing with a joystick.
No, I know what you mean, but I want you to explain it more.
But does it have two of those and opposable thumbs and the rest? So that you can pick up treasure on the bottom of the ocean?
I mean, I don't really need opposable thumbs on them. It's not like he's going to open a beer or something.
Could you open a beer in the undosphere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're just never going to?
I mean, it's not wise.
That would be so cool to like find a beer, you know, like a beer that the Titanic, you know, just,
sure.
Was sunk
with
it.
Gotta mention the Titanic, huh?
I'm sorry.
Well, oh, boy.
But to use both of those two arms and crack open the beer, just
Of course we've done that.
Okay.
And it's fun. I'm not going to lie.
So you were lying earlier. You were like, you never cracked open a beer in the undosphere.
In the really undosphere. Holding with the undosphere, sure.
With it.
No. I take my job very seriously.
This is like what the definition of is.
I allow myself to have a big cigar at the end of a big underwater treasure hunt. If I am successful, if I'm not, I do not have that cigar.
Really? Okay.
He also does sound a little like Bill Clinton, so that it wasn't completely inappropriate.
I'm sick of hearing that, man.
Sound like another Bill.
I do not sound like Bill Clinton.
Start putting your thumb up like this.
He's from Arkansas. I'm from Texas, man.
Oh, that's right. Oh, let me introduce you.
Please.
He is he toodles around in the undosphere.
You made it worse. From scooting to tootling? Come on, man.
But primarily, we know him as a treasure hunter.
That's right.
He's been on the show many times.
Too many.
You may know him as the guy who almost found the something.
Cours de la Mer.
Cours de la Mer, yes.
Ah, yes, the Cours de la Mer.
Cours de la Mer, the jewel of the ocean, is that what
the
it is?
The heart of the ocean.
He almost found it, but an old lady threw it off the side of a boat. Please welcome back to the show, Brock Lovett.
Yeah.
Hello.
She tricked me.
Yeah.
Never forget. I'm glad she's dead.
She kept it underneath that frilly lace bodice that she was wearing.
Frilly lace bodice?
What am I trying to say? The
what
neck.
Are you trying to say?
She kept it around her neck, right?
Yeah, it's a necklace.
And she didn't, but no, I'm saying her dress.
Her nightgown.
Yeah, her night. Was she wearing a nightgown?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Back in the 90s, right?
Yeah,
I wasn't like memorizing what, you know, everyone was wearing when I'm trying to find treasure.
Wait, turn around. What am I wearing?
I don't care. A barrel with straps?
That reminds me of the joke I sent into Reader's Digest when I was young.
Oh, man.
About a man walking down the road, and he sees someone with a shirt he really likes. And he goes, "Hey, where'd you get that?" And the person says, "JCPenney." And then he walks down the road a little further. He sees someone with pants he really likes. He goes, "Hey, where'd you get that?" He says, "JCPenney." Then he sees someone walking down the road, and he sees someone else with a barrel and two straps. And he goes, "What's going on with you?" He goes, "I'm JCPenney."
Okay. Let's walk through the problems.
Okay, sure.
I loved it. What do you mean?
First of all, the delight on your face.
That's a problem?
Secondly, I mean, it's not clear. It's still, like, at first it makes you think, well, wait, if he's JCPenney, why is the company doing so poorly when people are buying stuff from him? And then you're like, oh, no, he's just a guy named JCPenney.
And what, did he only... Now that I'm walking through it, it does have some issues. So
the ones I mentioned.
So I got one more, which is like, did JCPenney only have one shirt and one pair of pants to sell?
I guess so.
And was he waiting around for someone to come and be like,
"Hold on, you're combining the two problems
what?
Into one problem."
Am I?
So Okay, the thing is, what this guy's trying to say, right? This little kid said it. By the
little
way,
kid.
It did not. When you were a little kid, you wrote this joke.
Oh, yeah, well,
I'm assuming.
I didn't write the joke, by the way. This is, I heard the joke and said I'll send it in. Or did I write it? I can't remember. Anyway.
Wow.
You stole a joke and you submitted it to Reader's Digest.
Reader's Digest would take all jokes that were old jokes.
How dare you?
They would take all jokes, not my joke.
Any joke you've ever heard, inside joke with your family, whatever. We'll take it.
I'd like to think
once we've printed before, who cares? Rip out the page and send it back to us.
I'd like to think that there are literal joke writers crafting jokes for Reader's Digest.
I mean, those jokes got to come from somewhere, like street jokes that people tell each other.
Street jokes.
Somebody has to invent that.
Yeah, true. I invented one when I was a kid, but I can't.
You invented a street joke?
Why did you send that one in?
It was long, but in fact, my parents and I had a long discussion about the JCPenney one, about would they print a brand name in Reader's Digest?
Yeah, really? They were like, we might not get the rights.
That's probably why they didn't do it.
I just remember that. Anyway, Brock, great to see you.
Great to see you, I guess.
Thanks for coming. But what are you here for? What's going on with you, Brock? Have you found any new treasure?
No.
All old treasure?
Wow.
I haven't found... I mean, most treasure is old treasure. Is that what you meant? Did I find anything that became treasure in the last week?
Yeah.
No. Usually it's
what's the newest treasure out there?
That's a good question. The newest treasure.
Like microchips?
Yeah.
Microchips are... No, there's no microchip that's treasure yet.
Okay. When will it be treasure?
Man, probably another 100 years.
Okay.
All right. And I'm talking the earliest microchips.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like the ones from the 70s or 80s. What do you call those? The Texas Instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Those are 50 years old.
In 100 years, a Texas Instrument microchip will be.
I think you're micro-tripping right now.
I know. I can't goddamn talk
you're
today.
You're macro-tripping.
I'm macro-tripping on a major level.
I've been macro-dosing lately. Have you ever tried this?
Yeah, you take
like a big amount of LSD and then you just take it. Anyway, I'm a little down in the dumps.
Yeah, what's
because
going on? Old treasure, no new treasure? What's happening?
I don't know where. I can't find any treasure lately.
Have you been going out into the water?
Yeah, of course I have. You know that's my whole thing.
Yeah, because you like wet treasure.
I only like treasure that's underwater.
Under the sea.
That's right.
That's where it's hotter.
Okay.
I'm sorry to
I feel like you're making light of my sad feelings.
No, you're very annoyed with Scott. Is there some history
here? Well, he's an
annoying
guy.
Is there history here?
I feel like if you listen to this show, you'll notice some people, rightfully, get very annoyed with him.
I wish Kel Solomon were here.
And other people have, I don't know, a different training, I guess. And so they just treat all of his questions like they're real good questions.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I was answering his questions earlier. Do I have good training?
I mean, I guess you do. He's trying to derail you at every turn.
He's been to publicity school, and he's
I have been to publicity school. It's a 4-year program.
What, 4 years?
Yeah.
4 years. Wow.
And there's a whole class on, were there any pranks pulled on the set? There's another one about
were there, by the way? That is a question.
Describe the show in 3 words.
How do you balance work and family?
Who's the biggest prankster on The Boys? Is it Carl Urban?
Exactly right. Actually, yeah. Big time. Thank you.
I like saying his name.
I thought that was a country guy, Carl Urban.
No, that's Keith Urban.
That's Keith Urban.
You don't think. Are they related?
Hold on. I'm having a flashback right now. Everything's lining up.
Wait, and isn't Keith Urban, is he married to Nicole Kidman?
Is Carl Urban AMC? Married to Natalie Kidman?
Have I been working with Natalie Kidman this whole time?
Wait, what? Why are they the same person now?
I don't know. I can't fucking talk to
them. You're trying to condense this whole show.
To his parents?
Yeah.
Pretending he's married?
Hey, did you know Mrs. Doubtfire is based on a book?
Yeah, I heard that recently.
Blew my mind. Imagine reading that book. Then he has to run into the other room and put on the makeup again. but he only does it half-assed.
A full chapter on the drive-by fruiting. Breaking down the physics of it.
Do you think, like, in the book, they're like, and the new husband, who looks remarkably like Pierce Brosnan.
It's a big pitch.
That. Was he a husband? I can't remember. I've never seen that movie.
I think he was a boyfriend, was he not? He was, like, trying to horn in.
Yeah, he was trying to horn in.
He saw an opportunity. Hard.
Did he? Did they
trying to horn in on this woman living her life?
Yeah. Was it Sally Field?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And does who ends up with her at the end?
I don't know.
They get back together.
I've never seen.
No,
I
she's
hope
like,
not.
No, I love you, Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm in love with Mrs. Doubtfire.
And they just bump nubs.
Whoa.
Are you saying that he would go so far into the character work that he would do something with his genitals? Like,
yeah.
He put on like a latex prosthetic or something to make it look like? I don't know. That's time consuming.
It was crazy.
The whole thing is time consuming. You don't think that what he did already is not time consuming?
That's what I'm saying. And then on top of that, you're going to make fake genitals?
All the details are probably in the book.
On the off chance your ex-wife falls in love with you and wants to bump nubs, I just don't see it, gentlemen.
Well, Brock, what's your method been recently? I mean, are you doing the same method that you've always used to no success?
I'm doing all the same stuff. I'm getting all these maps, you know, and
where do you get the maps from again?
Oh, we talked about this before. All kinds of places. I mean, I look online, of course. You'd be dumb not to.
Treasuremap.com.
Yeah.
Just downloadable JPEGs.
It's a little PDF sometimes.
PDFs. Yeah.
Sorry, PDFs.
Sorry, PDFs. And, you know, and then people send me maps, you know, if they find one. Sometimes people have one in their family that they've never done anything with. They're like,
sometimes people don't have the time to go hunt down.
Of course,
treasure,
they have regular jobs. This is my job. And they're like, hey, I know this is your thing, dude. Do you want to take this map?
Right.
Sorry that the edges are all like burned and stuff.
That happens.
Yeah. And that sometimes you got to hold it up to a light bulb because it's been written in lemon juice.
Sorry, it's on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. That's land treasure.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Some of it was up high, too.
Like that's air treasure.
Wasn't Mount Rushmore involved?
Yeah.
These are more movies I haven't seen.
Fire treasure. That's another.
Fire treasure.
Well, you got water treasure, you got land treasure, air treasure, and then there must be fire treasure, right?
I mean, what would be what?
In the center of the earth, maybe, or in fireplaces and stuff?
Nobody's going down there. In fireplaces? Center of the earth? Fireplaces?
Santa must have, like, dropped some things going down these fireplaces occasionally, you know?
Is that treasure, though?
I mean, if it's old,
that's kind of presence.
He's been around for hundreds of years.
I mean, like some old dumb wooden horse. That's
over 100 years
that's
old.
That's an antique. That's not treasure.
What is your definition? Yeah. Coins?
Okay, treasure
microchips
is
microchips that are hundreds of years old.
Obviously, coins. Obviously, eventually, microchips. you know, you're talking about coins. You're talking about crowns and tiaras. You're talking about
scepters,
ropes of pearls, scepters. Gosh, what else?
What about pearls?
Yeah,
sure.
Does it have to be in rope form?
I mean, it looks better spilling out of the chest if it's
rope.
But if you found a big clam or oyster with his maw just gaping.
You mean
wide.
How many times? Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and you sneak in there either with the Undosphere's arms or your own arms, and you just grab that pearl right.
I will always for something like that. We come across these these oysters a lot.
Okay. Right?
Like big oysters, not like gigantic, but like bigger than an oyster you'd eat, right?
Yeah.
And you see it there, and then it like majestically opens up its lid, and then there's the pearl, and it's like, all right, I got to go out there and grab it with my own two hands.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll do.
Wow.
Does it ever close on you?
It tries to every time.
Yeah.
What's the,
every
yeah,
time.
What is
it feels
the,
like it's I tempting mean, you in, right?
It's trying to eat me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's not lost on me.
What is the how do you get in there? But is it just a quickness? It's
you got to do it with the quickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a sickness for that, don't you?
Oh, I got a sickness for the quickness. And so I'll get up to that big pearl and I'll be like, you know, like, hey, how you doing? I'll say to the oyster, you know.
So the Joey. The Joey from Friends?
From Friends, sure.
Oh, sorry. I thought you
kind
thought,
of technique.
I thought another word for oyster was Joey, like a baby kangaroo.
Right. So the Joey.
I was like, what is this oyster terminology I'm learning now?
You pull a Joey on him.
Yeah.
I pull it. Well, I'm not saying how you doing. I'm saying, hey, how you doing? Like a normal person. That's
so canceled.
To me, the genius of Joey was that he emphasized that one syllable, and so he made it his own.
Yeah. Okay.
And now look, people like you derailing conversations. So, so I'll go up, and are you grooming that microphone?
Anytime I get close to it, a little fuzz goes up my nose, and I'm trying to get
rid
of it. You
look like a lowland gorilla, like picking nits off of it. What do you think determines? Because I know a lot about the ocean, don't know a lot about land.
Right.
What do you, when a gorilla's doing that, a monkey's doing that with another monkey and they pick the nits off, what determines whether or not they eat it?
Huh.
Because they don't eat all of them.
How hungry they are?
They don't eat all of them. Sometimes they're like, no, not this one, not this one. And they're like, oh, this one's too good to throw away.
Maybe where it is on the face. Like, oh, is it by the nose? Yeah, got some of that snot juice.
Snot juice.
Makes it a little tastier.
Well, there's eye juice, there's snot juice, there's bile, there's shit, there's vomit.
We call it Sunny
piss.
E. The
Sunny
the
E,
juice.
Yeah.
Oh, the, yeah, the juice term. Is in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
maps, of course I do, I'll just do a lot with sonar, where I have, you know, stationed in all of the seven seas. I have these little.
Morbius had sonar powers.
What, the living vampire?
Yes.
Did he really?
I believe so.
Because of bats?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. The little fuzz would grow in his ears.
Am I crazy, or did I hear that they released that movie, nobody watched it, and then they released it again?
Yeah. Yes.
Did they do anything different, or were they just like, oh, everyone was busy? Wait, this is a much better time.
As I read on the Wikipedia, they said, hey, please re-release this. We were busy that week, and they fell for it.
That's too bad.
But Morbius isn't in the ocean with you, right? You've set up a bunch of stations?
Yeah, no, how do you
not Morbius?
See, okay. Now this is the difference in training. You automatically glommed onto the idea that it was Morbius.
Man,
it's not at all.
I'm putting shit together as I go.
You clearly,
he's 10 steps
I'm
behind.
So fucking tired.
I'm saying
right now.
You don't have to, you can take it easy. You really don't have to be this alert.
I'm trying to be more alert in life, typically. And it's
trying
just
to be more present. I appreciate
it's
Jack.
It's coming out in all
I
the
need
wrong
your
ways.
I need your
okay,
backup.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there's not a bunch of Morbii in the sea. What is
no,
it?
No, it's
trying to get you back on track, man.
Hey,
trying to help you.
Thanks.
Not sure he needs your help. But.
So I got all these spheres, right? And these spheres go in the ocean, and then they emit little sonar beeps, and if they get something back, they're attuned to certain materials. So I'm obviously gold, diamonds, rubies, tiaras and crowns.
Scepters.
Strings of pearls, individual pearls, scepters, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about stacks of cash, like wet cash? Does that ever happen? Or
it's not really treasure.
Really?
No.
So you're just, you would pass it up, just like stacks it, like even like a shrink wrapped, like in the movie Inside Man or whatever, where they like shrink wrap those giant cubes of money, you know?
Right.
You just pass it by.
Yeah. That's not what I'm there for. Hey, if somebody else finds that, good for them. You know what I mean?
What are the people, what do they call people who search for that? Like wet stacks of cash?
Trolchers.
Trolchers.
They're treasure vultures.
Oh.
So after we're done, the trolchers come in and like, did they
scavenge.
Leave any cash? Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
What are trolchers like?
What do you think they're like?
Oh, jeez. Okay,
they're losers.
Fine.
They're losers. They don't have the balls to like go down and find the treasure. They just find where treasure leavings. Hunters have been,
right.
And then they go there. So all the work is done for them.
Wow. So, I mean, you've been doing all
I'd burn that cash if I weren't underwater.
They got to figure out a way to burn things underwater.
Man,
with a laser?
I've been trying. It's not really burning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Mm. So, but you've been
speaking of lasers.
Yeah.
I was at the dentist the other day and it sucked. How come they still got to poke at you with a metal stick? What about lasers? What are we doing with those?
Yeah, it is weird. You know, they
you
come
can slice somebody's eyeball, but you can't like get old food out of your teeth.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like the dentist always tells you don't stick anything in your mouth. And then the first thing they do when you walk in there.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. I'm doing Bill Cosby himself bits.
The dentist says don't stick anything
take it
in
up
your
with
mouth?
Bill. Take it up with Bill.
I don't remember that part.
I actually was at the dentist where they were like, you were not flossing. And so they had to do a thing where they like scraped my gums and then they re kind of sutured them together with a laser.
That's a deep cleaning.
It was a deep cleaning.
With a laser, though.
That's
the deepest of cleans.
Yeah, no.
I've had that.
They got a laser involved.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. They pull your gums away from your teeth. And if you get a look at it, it's chilling.
I don't want it.
It's terrifying.
It really does.
It looks like your mouth is in 3D.
Yeah.
Your mouth is usually in 3D.
Yeah, but this is like one of those experiences where like you're in the theater and they like move the seats when there's an explosion. It's like one of those kind of things.
Well, Brock, I don't know what to say. This is a terrible time for you. I mean, it's you've been doing all the things you normally do.
Yeah,
maybe you need to switch it up, like in Tin Cup, you know, he like takes all the change out of his pockets. And
that's a special thing. Wait a minute. In Tin Cup, he takes the change out of his pockets.
Shakes around, you know.
And that movie was about treasure?
I mean, sort of. I mean, if you consider treasure to be winning the U.S. Open.
I don't.
Okay, then no.
Yeah. First of all,
it's just about golf.
Land sport.
Well, no, but he got it into the water hazard several times.
You don't want to do that.
But it made him end up not winning, but having a memorable, he became more famous than ever from hitting it in the drink so many times. Did you not see this film?
That's not
good. Was Morbius in it?
Morbius is not in it, unfortunately. Yeah. So is that why you passed on?
Wait, are they going to put him in movies that he wasn't in?
Yeah, they're retroactively.
To trick people into, hey, you loved Morbius in Jurassic Park. Why don't you see him in his own movie? Jurassic Park. Hey, what, the Jurassic Park series, like, still?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
Well, now they're cloning humans in it. I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
You who
guys
cares?
You guys just talking movies in here?
Oh, hey.
I just walked
Who's
by.
This?
I heard you guys talking movies.
Hey.
My name's Lisa. I was just walking by.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Do you know Shimmy?
Oh, hey, Shimmy, what's up, man? I've seen you around.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I just heard you guys just generally talking movies. Is that all you're doing?
Oh, you want to get in on this? We're just talking about movies, right? Jurassic Park and Morbius.
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, that's one.
That's a movie.
I saw the cartoon a long time ago.
Oh, okay, I didn't. I just knew it was a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's definitely a movie.
You haven't seen any version of it?
No.
Hey, Lisa, can I ask you a question?
Please.
You heard about any treasure under the sea recently?
Oh, yeah, tons.
What? Where? Yes,
where?
So much. Oh, there was a... Okay, so the Mariana Trench? You know that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean recently.
Oh, okay, so like...
like recent treasure in the last week.
Recent treasure in the last week. Yeah, I know there were a bunch of Comp USA microchips that got dumped off of Long Beach.
Ooh,
does that count?
I wish I had that kind of time, but...
Maybe in 50 years.
You get them and then just see how...
I don't know if I'm going to live to see those microchips become treasure.
You don't have a microchip cellar? You keep them in there where they can age in your cellar? Microchip cellar? Where they age properly?
What about a person who sells them? Do you have a microchip cellar?
The cellar... If I could put that cellar
in your backyard?
Backyard? Come on, man.
You don't have a backyard?
I live on a boat.
Oh, your backyard is the world.
That's right.
This doesn't sound like movies anymore, so I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. Thanks,
oh,
Lisa.
Oh,
great meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
The holiday.
Yeah, I've heard of both of those.
Yeah.
Are they making a
Independence Day, the holiday, not the holiday,
are
the
movie.
Are
they making a smash up?
Are they making a smash up?
I thought you were saying another movie.
Yeah. No.
The Holiday with Kate Winslet.
Trying to get rid of Lisa.
Jack Black.
Oh, sorry.
What's wrong with Lisa?
Books. Books.
Sounds like you're not talking movies anymore.
World According to Garp, the book.
Books.
Oh, okay.
Jaws, the novel.
Wow, I'm real confused, but it feels like you've moved off of movies.
Yeah, we're talking about books.
Yeah, we're talking about books.
Novels, yeah. Great to meet you, Lisa.
Great to meet you.
Door opener closed.
To get out, you should open it.
Open, please.
Okay.
Yeah, let's shimmy it.
Once I'm out, door opener closed.
Closed.
Definitely closed. All right.
Okay, great.
Bye.
Thank you, Lisa.
I love we installed silent doors in here, so that's what I really love.
Oh, nice.
The soft close. Hey, one time a friend of mine... was at a hotel and was in the courtyard of the hotel and it overlooked some of the, you could see the rooms, you know, on the behind the, what am I trying to say?
You
sit in the courtyard, you look up, you see the rooms.
Yeah.
Well, so can't talk today. Look
this
at
one
that.
Guy, got, it's me.
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. That was mean. I don't know why I did that.
No, but you were right. I'm having trouble with my words.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Use your words.
I'm trying to. So my friend saw this guy, like he was having a party in his room or something, and something was not to his liking, and he called somebody up from the front desk and like got in an argument with him, and then the guy tried to slam the door, but it was a soft closed door.
Yes.
And so it just went...
Love it. Speaking of love it, Brock love it.
I love secondhand stories, and I like to tell them.
We're running out of time on this segment. I don't know that we're going to solve your problem.
I shouldn't have spent so much time talking about movies and the dentist.
Wait, and your friend in this hotel.
I actually did have a question. Theoretically,
I don't regret that one.
Lisa did say that there was all these microchips. Like, if you were to grab them and then have them age in a microchip cellar, does that still count as treasure because it wasn't recently fished out of anywhere? Or does it, like, can it age in a
Yeah,
in
also,
a room?
Could you put it in some sort of pressurized container?
Yeah, like
that
a vacuum.
Ages it, yeah, that ages it, you know, 50 years in one day. Or yeah.
Guys. I wish you knew more about the treasure game and what makes treasure treasure, but
I'm here
you,
to
can't,
learn.
You can't fight the process of treasure. You can't just make treasure. That's why it's treasure.
Got it. Got it.
You don't think I'd just get a bunch of quarters and stuff like that and put them
in, put them in a treasure chest? Yeah. I'm worried that's almost what you're about to do.
I almost called you
Shimmy.
I take that as a compliment.
Oh, you like Shimmy.
I like Shimmy.
Well, look, we're running out of time. Normally in this type of segment, we would solve your problem somehow, but we've run out of time.
Hey, that's all right. I mean,
it happens.
I feel like I had a thing. We talked about it a little bit. I'm satisfied.
Oh, okay, great.
Good. Well, Brock Lovett is here. We need to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have someone in the wellness area of business, I guess.
The wellness area of business, sure.
Yes. And a little later, we have a musician. But when we come back, we'll also have a little more from Brock Lovett. We'll have Jack Quaid.
Hello.
We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic, you can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jack Quaid, the boys, yep. In theaters. Home theaters, in home theaters now.
your own personal home theater.
Yeah. How far should people turn their subwoofer up when they watch this show?
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah. Oh, subwoofers?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that like the bass? Is that the...
Yeah, that's the bass.
Yeah, our show, if you listen to it with the bass all the way up, it's a totally different show.
Yeah.
We're just a different lines.
Because you can't
hear the dialogue. Yeah. And like, to dogs who can hear like that really high frequency, completely different.
Also, that dude from the Oak Ridge Boys does a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one who's like, Elvira,
giddy up. Yeah, it's pretty great.
You know what's funny? You don't think it's going to be the guy that it is. When you see them singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a normal looking guy.
It's the one guy with the long, long beard.
Boys to Men, you know who it's going to be.
Of course.
Yeah. But Oak Ridge Boys, no. And then I saw a television show where the Oak Ridge Boys did that song, and he got applause for going as low as he did.
Sure. Huh. I mean, of course, you're going to go that low.
Absolutely. Because you can do it in person. It's exciting.
Yeah.
You know about plumbing the depths.
Do you think any of them are still alive?
I wonder. I hope not. We'll find out, though.
Oh, I forgot about your blood feud with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Hate them. We have to get to our next guest. Brock Lovett's here. She is in the wellness scepter. What am I trying to say?
Man, I don't know.
I've been talking about scepters with you, and I feel. What am I trying to say? The wellness.
You know what?
Sphere.
This is like a Twilight Zone where you interjected the word scepter so
many times. That's all I can think of.
All you can say.
Yeah.
Scepter.
Welcome back to Comedy Scepter.
Well, it's her first time on the show. Please welcome Tierna.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much.
It's so great to meet you.
Thank you. The word that you're looking for is industry. But
industry?
Maybe
Spectre? No.
Sector?
James Bond?
Perhaps.
Does James Bond work in the spy sector?
I'm not sure. I try not to watch things that are too scary. What I noticed about you is that you hesitated over the word business, industry.
Because I think it's scepter.
It's not.
What am I trying to say then?
King
the business.
This is legitimately concerning.
Sector.
I said that already. But that's okay. I feel like one of the things that I've learned from being in this room,
Tierna,
is that sometimes you don't have the words that you need.
Well, yeah, I haven't had my words all day.
It's very difficult to talk this much for so many years without, fucking up all the time.
I get it. And you might just start bleeding.
Yeah. Oh.
You might. Wow.
Yeah. Tina.
I hope that's not
great. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, all the time. Nice to meet you.
Jack. This is Jack Quaid. He's from
Cartoons. Yep. And it was nice then, and it's nice again now.
Oh. Where did you meet Jack
before? Did we meet? I'm so sorry.
We met in two swimming pools.
What?
That were next to each other.
Oh, and we met over the, I don't know.
Over the concrete?
Over the concrete divider? Yeah.
It was made of bark, actually.
Oh.
It wasn't concrete because too many little kids hit their heads and lost their memories.
You know, I think I actually do remember this because I thought it was strange that, I mean, it was two, like, equally sized pools that were, like, right next to each other with a separator. And
COVID.
I feel like, you know, but there were so many people in both pools. It didn't seem.
But it was a COVID and a non-COVID pool?
It was a super spreader so that you could get it if you wanted.
Oh, I forgot about that super spreader event that I was invited to.
Oh, yeah. And you ended up going to that?
Yeah.
You were like,
come join us for our super spreader event. And I said, I RSVP'd yes.
Tierna.
And I guess so did Tierna.
Tierna, I want
to.
Can I ask you more?
This is Brock Lovett.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Brock Lovett. I'm a treasure hunter.
I recognize you from commercials.
Thank you. You've seen my commercials.
Oh, commercials? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've
never talked about this. What are you advertising?
I advertise my services. Do you have treasure that needs finding?
Yep.
Or do you have treasure you'd like me to find?
Seems more like, do you know where treasure is and I'll go in there and find it and keep it for myself?
Well, no.
Isn't that what your business
is? Do you bring it back to the family?
If I find it by myself, I'm just out there looking for treasure. Of course I keep
you
all
keep
of it.
All of it. Mm.
Sometimes I give stuff to a museum.
Sure. Yeah. If it belongs in a museum.
Yeah. So do
who
you?
Doesn't belong in a museum?
Wait, I had a question.
Please.
So, I want to know more about these kids that hit their heads and lost their memories.
Oh, it was a big to-do.
Like amnesia?
Talked about it. Yeah, she did too.
Who are these kids?
Oh, man. There were so many children from all over the province. They all hit their heads, lost their memories, and swimming pools were outlawed for 25 years.
You said province. Is this in Canada?
This is in Canada.
Are we in Canada?
Not currently.
Boy, I fell asleep on the plane, I guess.
Where did you think you were going?
Yeah,
I thought to the border? Going home.
And then right back around?
I do go to the border often. That's where I get several types of tulips. You can't buy them all within your own country. Like fireworks. You know, when you go to Indiana for fireworks because they don't sell them in your state. That's how I am with different types of flowers. Oh, when's really? The last time you got married?
Last time.
Okay. What day is it today?
I'm worried that Tierna is one of these kids who hit her head on the pool.
I think so, but just.
I think she sounds cool.
Really?
Yeah.
No, she sounds cool. No one's arguing that she doesn't sound cool.
And honestly, she looks cool.
She looks cool.
Her sense
too.
Of style. She's a cool lady. Just everything about her.
I sound and look itchy, if you ask me, because I am. I feel it. And I know it. So there are a few things in life that you know more than whether or not you have an itch.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have one, you're going to figure it out.
You'll figure it out fast.
Unless you have leprosy, right?
Well, hey, jealousy is. Hey. That's how I feel whenever somebody has leprosy, and I wish I did as well. But, you know, if wishes were horses, we'd all be cowboys. So we have to figure out a way to be content within ourselves. And that's what I'm here to eventually talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, Tierna.
Oh my God, guys. Guys, she needs help.
Yeah.
I think she's on a roll.
Cool, because she's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, God.
Those sunglasses?
Oh. Damn. And when she took off the sunglasses, that made her even cooler.
And then when she put the sunglasses on her head, I was like, it can't get cooler than this.
Yeah, but so then she put them on her feet, and I was like, that's even cool.
I didn't even think that could work, but it totally worked.
It worked.
She pulled it off.
Tierna, you're here to talk about wellness, and you know about this?
Oh, boy. I know about it like I know the back of the hand that my tiger accidentally bit when I was feeding him.
Uh-oh.
And the answer is real well, because I studied it in the hospital, and I am still doing fine. Thank you for not asking, because
you didn't want to be asked about this.
Never ask a woman about her tiger in industries or
never
injuries.
Never have, never will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But really what I'm here to say is that when you're scared, like, of a witch in your cabinet, the only thing that will solve the fear is if you open where you get the cereal from and you say, do your worst, grab me by the throat, take me to the underworld, but fly me first class, because if I'm going to hell, I want to arrive in style and inside out. So when the witch brings you there, at least you have a story, right? Have you ever shown up?
Would you excuse us for a second?
I'll be over here. My hot air balloon is malfunctioning. I'm going to tinker with it.
I totally remember this day where I was at the pool, like, because I remember she looked so cool at the pool. She was wearing
even in a bathing suit?
Yeah, no, like, she was wearing like a full-on tiger's pelt as a bathing suit.
Shit, wow. That's awesome.
And I remember when she hit her head, it was really bad.
You saw the accident when she hit her head?
Yeah.
Oh no, how bad was it?
I'm actually surprised she remembers me from the incident. Oh, it was bad because she did a full-on dive from a roof onto the divider. She said, I'm going to hit the divider. And we're all like, you're so cool.
She wanted to hit the divider.
Oh, she was so cool, I thought she could pull it off.
Quick question. How many floors is this building? And is there a ladder to the tippity-doop?
It's 56 floors.
Ooh, lucky number 56.
And unfortunately, there's not a ladder. And I wouldn't feel good about you getting out there on a ladder.
Yeah, I don't want you on the tippity-toop of anything right now.
Okay, well, snooze, you lose. And you know what? Bygones are begone. So don't worry about it. I'll see you at the
tippity. At the movies? Tierno, I'm trying to ascertain when you became interested in the wellness sector. I got it right. Was this before your accident or after?
I'm not sure what accident you're referring to.
Oh, that day at the pool where you met Jack.
Oh, you mean our chance encounter where we became good friends and he infiltrated my dreams.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I've always been interested in wellness because there's few things that can make you cry, like being healthy. Yeah. So I think...
Onions, sad story,
and just general blood health. So if your blood is good and healthy, you'll cry every day. And that keeps the doctor at
bay. Is that what you suggest, is to cry every day?
If I suggested to you to go inside of your own feelings, Scott, what flavor would emerge?
My own feelings about regarding what's happening right now.
And I see you've posed a question to my question, which is the fifth step to wellness.
Really?
Do re mi fa so.
Do re mi fa. I'm trying to get this.
How
right.
many steps?
None
are
of
there?
Those were the notes. Yes, sir. You in the corner.
How many? That's me in the spotlight. How many steps are there to wellness?
Well, there's at least five, but there's usually two.
At least five, but usually two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, first of course.
First step, get well. The second step, be well.
Okay, guys, I'm remembering more about the day.
Can we excuse us for 1 second?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. I've just dropped a lot of salt that
I'm
going to
pick
up.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's all
right, I'm remembering. Everything's so much clearer now. She was talking to me about blood health. She was a blood specialist.
She's a blood specialist? Like Morbius?
Yes, like Morbius. And she was an expert roof diver.
Oh.
And this was like her big show. Like this was like the big.
Where she was combining both of them?
Yeah, exactly. She was like, I'm going to get my blood on the roof.
Was she like doing like a backyard circuit or something?
Yeah, it was a backyard circuit. She said like, oh man, I was just in Toronto. That's where Canada comes from.
Province.
Oh. So yeah, province. Yeah, so she's.
This is all making sense.
It's crazy.
Why question?
Quiet. Yeah. While you were. Yeah, you. I'm looking
Scott,
at you.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
Holding my hand Scott, up and I'm saying quiet. Listen, Jack, while you're remembering things so well,
yeah,
was there anything shiny at the bottom of those pools?
Dude, come on, not now. Seriously. I mean,
wet cash?
Yeah, sure. There was some wet cash and a big box that was shining, and it was like glinting in the sun. It was made of gold.
It was like the lid kind of floating.
The lid was
up
floating
over.
Yeah, it was just begging for someone to lift it up a little
oysters?
Bit, but nobody would.
Not
I was
giant
in the,
ones.
But. Well, I was in the COVID section of the pool, so I think the non-COVID section maybe had the oysters. But anyway. I don't know. Maybe if we can go down there and find that treasure, we can bring back her memory. Maybe like help her out.
I like the finding the treasure part.
I don't think
Ask
we can leave.
Ask me a question.
Yeah. Hi. Sorry. Hello.
Tierna, how can we help you?
Oh, thank you so much. I'll have a you pick two with a soup and a Caesar salad.
Okay. She thinks
boy.
That she's at... what is it? Panera?
Pandora's bread.
I love Pandora's
what
bread.
What about Pandora's
I like
box?
Pandora's bread, but the playlists are all over the place. It's like, did you even go off a song I gave you?
Okay, you're thinking of Pandora at this point.
I can't tell what I'm thinking, so you certainly can't.
I wish Lisa were here, because Pandora makes me think of Avatar.
Wait, hold on. Maybe we can summon Lisa.
Lisa!
Let's all join
in. Five Easy Pieces.
Oh, hey, she came here. No, she came so quickly.
Well, I heard somebody say Avatar. That's a movie, right?
Go for
Shimmy.
Cool.
Two different movies, actually.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen either?
Nope.
Oh, and Jimmy's here.
Hi.
I heard Go for Shimmy.
Hey, Lisa, were you also invited to that Super Spreader event about a few months back?
Oh, yeah. I tried to go to all of them.
Yeah, okay. Did you meet someone named Tierna?
Oh, yeah.
Tierna, yeah. Look out.
You met Tierna, too?
She's the coolest.
Yeah.
She is really cool.
She gave me a locket full of her own hair.
Her own hair? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have it?
Do you remember? Yeah, let me go to my car and see if I can find it.
Please. Come right back, though.
Before you do, did you grab that treasure that was in the bottom of that pool?
Ooh, no can do. Sorry. Bye.
Oh, no. God.
She gave me a whole toenail.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to leave during that.
Oh, no.
I feel like I overheard a confidence.
No, Tierna, we want you here.
We're here. Let's all go around and share one and one half secrets.
Oh.
So you tell a full secret, and then you say the half of the next one.
Back half or
yeah, dealer's choice, which is me, and I say, you get to choose.
Okay, great. That works out. Jack, you want to tell a secret and a half?
Secret and a half, sure. I love the smell of my own farts.
That's a full one. Give us a halfie.
I've killed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now do I finish his?
Yeah,
secret?
Do we complete the other person?
Well, like, it depends. If you are sharing the sandwich, go ahead. But if you want your own.
Got it.
I think we're sharing in the sandwich.
Okay, I've killed Natalie Kidman.
Wow.
And then a half.
Somebody called Deadline. Tell him the half. News.
No, yeah. He did the half. So now he has.
Oh, I finished it. Now I have to do a full one.
Full one all on your own.
Yeah.
All right. I once found some dry treasure and I kept it.
What?
What?
Land treasure?
How dry?
Or just dry treasure?
Yeah.
Dry land treasure.
What?
What? What?
A stunning revelation.
Where did you find it?
On the ground.
Just on the ground? Under like in the middle ground. Of the street? Under the ground?
Middle of the street. No,
under
I found
the
it.
Ground. What happened?
Things will get brown there if you go down there under the ground.
I love that song. That was in the book version of Little Mermaid.
Oh, right. Yes,
that song.
It expanded teaches on. Kids yeah. about entropy. Things will get brown there. They so gotta
where,
learn.
Where did you find this treasure, this ground treasure?
It was, I found a map from some old ghost town. I was there. Sorry, I don't
like ghosts.
I'm very scared of them.
I ain't afraid of none of them.
Oh, you oh, should okay. be. Oh. It's bad for your blood pressure.
To not be
scared of ghosts is so bad for your blood pressure.
Hey, Tierna, what's your last name?
When's the last time? Smarg?
Smarg? I wonder if that actually
When's
is her
When's the last time you went to the doctor? Did you, and the doctor checks your pulse with,
he checks my what?
He checks your pulse.
Okay.
He is the doctor?
And then,
have to check pulses now?
And then the doctor,
I think she said post.
And then your doctor checks your post. He puts he puts bills on it, even though it says not to. And then the doctor measures your hat size. And then he asks, are you afraid of goats? This is your yearly checkup.
Wow, Tierna.
Damn.
Do I need to tell? Okay. I'm the real first person who went to the moon.
Wow.
Wow.
You're so old.
Yeah, well, the thing is the people we all thought were the original, but they never went.
Do you know their names?
Neil Armstrong.
You seem like
rest.
You were cagey on it. Could you name one other person?
Buzz. Aldrin?
Wow.
There you go.
You were going to say Lightyear, and I knew it.
My favorite astronaut was always the rest.
Yes. Buzz Aldrin rounds out the cast.
It's like a deadline.
It's definitely a deadline.
And others. What's your half a secret?
My half a secret is one time when I went to Yosemite National Park.
Oh. Okay, then Tierna, do you complete this?
I'll complete that.
Do you complete me? Lisa.
I tried. Oh, hey, you guys talking about movies again?
I did a quote from...
Oh, we were talking about Jerry Maguire.
We were talking about...
Oh, yeah.
We
did,
yeah,
oh, it was I remember that movie.
We're talking about Deadline, which is kind of like a...
Oh, yeah, you know. Deadline talks about all kinds
of... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great. What I hear about most movies.
So we can mention sources of movie news, and you'll appear?
You can name literally anything to do with a movie, and I'll probably have heard about it. And
Film
I'll
stock?
Yeah, sure.
Aspect ratio?
Yeah, that's what they make the movie with, right?
Best Boy.
Oh, I love him.
Grip.
70 millimeter?
Too many is too enough.
Dolly track.
Hey, Lisa, are you turning into Tierna?
Are you related to Tierna?
You guys look very
there was
cool.
There's something in my car that I left in my car. I gotta go.
Oh,
get
yeah.
It, right?
Get that locket full of hair.
Wait, guys, hold on one second. Hold on.
I think we're all on the same page. It's okay.
Okay, I'm remembering so much more now.
Oh, what happened?
They were twins.
Oh.
Twins?
We are not on the same page.
It was Tierna and Lisa Smarg.
Here's what I thought was going on.
What did you think?
I thought either Lisa or Tierna were pulling a Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to rob us. Right?
Oh, I hadn't gotten that far.
Thought, or are they trying to like fall in love with one of us?
I hadn't
Maybe.
Not
or
that
trying to be our caregiver? Or
I need a caregiver for
who
sure.
Who here is sick?
Who's this? Who's this speaking?
This is Tierna.
Tierna.
Oh, hi, Tierna.
Who here
the slight,
is sick?
Slightly shakier voice.
Who are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm the host of the show. My
oh,
name.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on a podcast right now. I didn't know
if this was like a Greg Kinnear meets Joel, ooh. The guy from Talk Soup. What's his name?
The two guys from Talk Soup.
Joel McHale?
Yeah. Did they both do Talk
they
Soup?
They both did Talk Soup, yeah.
They should have combined their energy.
God, where? Yeah.
Just you know had what? One of them.
Scott, actually, where is Greg Kinnear? Why isn't he here?
Why isn't he here?
Why isn't he here
show?
Right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, can you summon him?
I'm actually upset about this.
Yeah, I don't like to have too many ghosts on this. Oh, no, Greg Kinnear's still with us, yeah.
No, Greg, very much still with us.
You don't like to have too many ghosts
too many. Like, even one is pushing it, as far as I'm concerned. Can we talk to Lisa?
I don't know. Who's that?
Lisa!
Lisa!
Okay, Tierna's run out of the room.
Screaming.
And
Million Dollar Baby!
Oh, hey, you guys talk about a movie or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brewster's Millions.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Woof, yeah. Woohoo.
The train coming at the camera?
Yeah, you know, sure. Craft Service?
I wouldn't know. I mean, yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Singing in the Rain?
You guys just talking about movie stuff again?
Yeah, yeah, talking about
did
movies.
Did you want me to get the thing from my car?
Yeah, why have you not brought it back?
Well,
at
you
this
keep
point?
Saying it's like hair or a toenail or something. What are you getting from your car?
She's got hair.
Tierna's hair in a locket.
She knows how to use it. Listen.
Yeah.
How
yes, sir.
Far away is your car?
Oh, I had to park it overflow. The main lot was
oh,
full.
No. Earwolf overflow?
No. She'll never get
so
it.
So many podcasts never. Going on today. Okay, huh. Well, should I go or you seem to be calling the shots? Do you want to say who you want here?
I don't know. I can't quite
I
tell.
I feel like there's a mystery we have to solve here, and I don't know look, what we need to do.
This is going
to
be a very frustrating experience for the listeners because we didn't solve Brock's mystery no. by the end of his segment. I don't think we're solving Tierna and Lisa's mystery by the end of her segment.
I have theories, though.
We have theories about both, but, you know, we don't have any evidence, as they say. We have plenty of theories, but we do need to take a break.
Okay.
Tierna's back.
Is she?
Lisa.
Who was that?
What? Wait, Lisa?
I just had a chill just ran up my spine, like real fast, like a mouse.
Why? That's usually how it goes.
Is there a chance it was a mouse?
It was probably a mouse, yeah.
Is it Stuart Little? Lisa, Lisa's you're back. Hey. Oh, my God. Oh my God. I just mentioned
yeah.
a movie.
No, I'm here. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
You're tearing us apart, Lisa.
That's also that's a movie reference.
That's yeah. Right. No, I'm sticking around.
Oh, cool. All right.
By the way, guys, have you noticed
yeah,
that
yeah, what's up?
She stopped running in and out of the room.
I know.
Like, it's gotten frantic. She's just like turning around in a circle.
They should have met each other by now.
I actually just put a little dog bed over here in the corner. I just got to curl up into it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought that was a mouse bed.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, what an uncertain note we're leaving this segment yet. On.
I think this is like that. What's that James Wan movie that just came out with the backwards woman?
Malignant.
Oh, Malignant. This is a Malignant situation.
Wait, we just said a movie. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm staying. Hey, sorry. Hey, you'll never be rid of me.
Are you a Malignant, Lisa?
I don't know. I don't
or is,
it.
Or is Tierna the Malignant?
I think she's a Malignant.
Lock the doors. Somebody here is a Malignant.
Lock all the doors. We have a Malignant here.
Now we're going to turn out the lights. And whoever's a Malignant.
That's a terrible
there's
idea.
There's only one man who can solve this problem. Dr. Michael Morbius.
Oh, man. If only he were here.
Oh, man. I wish I'd seen any of these movies.
We could put him in here. We could put him in. The podcast.
It's true.
Like we put him in Jaws.
Is this the type of thing that I could help with?
Who's this?
It's me, Moon Knight.
Oh, Oscar close. Isaac is Moon Knight.
Yeah, close.
Do you need any help?
Sorry, Lisa, you're
crime?
Leaving because yeah. we're talking about TV.
Okay, goodbye. Yeah.
She malignanted. She just turned right around.
Oh, my God.
But I'll stay.
Okay, look, we need to take a break.
Okay.
We're not going to get to the bottom
for your
of this.
Health to take breaks.
It obviously is. And Jack, I know you have to go, right?
Yeah, I got
to
bail.
Okay, well.
I've also got to go.
It's too confusing.
Oscar Isaac, you're going to go.
Thank you, Oscar.
What about you, Jimmy?
I can stay.
Okay, oh, thank great. God. Wait, you can finally stay now?
This room is starting to feel like that other pool.
It really is.
It's very crowded.
Oh, my God. Well, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a musician. Jack's going to go, but we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Hey, listeners, Scott Aukerman here of Comedy Bang Bang. I wanted to take 1 minute, 60 seconds at most, to talk to you about a podcast that you might like, Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is a podcast hosted by two longtime music critics, Jim DeRogatis and Greg Kot. On the show, they talk to high-profile musicians and industry professionals, authors, filmmakers, and up-and-coming artists that you should know about. Sound Opinions' previous guests include a wide array of artists and bands, including Boy Genius, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, Mary J. Blige, Superchunk, many, many more. The hosts also review new music and look back on classic albums of the past. Check out new episodes of Sound Opinions every Friday and bonus episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jack Quaid, of course, from The Boys had to leave.
Of course.
And Brock Lovett is staying, yeah. And the Malignant Tierna / Lisa is here.
Keep your face wet.
Yes,
that's
definitely.
My number one tip.
Now okay. That I agree with.
Right? It's dolphin
there might be
logic.
Treasure under there.
Dolphins are the smartest mammals.
They are. They police the sharks.
They're fucking ACAB. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ACAB. Like, do you pronounce it ACAB?
ACAB.
I get too confused with Affleck.
Well, maybe that's because you watch too much TV.
I gotta say, that sounds elegant to me.
ACAB. Oh, excuse me, officer. ACAB.
Anyway. Yep.
Anyway.
Well.
Anyway, singing in the rain.
The next person coming on the show.
Uh-oh.
Yes, no, we. Are you taking over? Well, yeah, please.
It's best for, I think, for your self-esteem if I do it. Yeah. So you know this person from music in New Orleans where they made music, but they died, but they're back.
They died? Oh, no. Is this a ghost?
Yeah, and I'm scared of them.
A ghost?
But I'd love to meet Dr. John.
And such a night, dear. Hey, how's everybody going?
How's everybody going?
Confusion under
Dr.
the
Dr. John's
moon
famous catchphrase.
How's everybody going?
I love that Cajun lingo. How's everybody going?
You would say it at the beginning of every concert, too.
You go down to Bourbon Street at like 12 o'clock, you hear a lot of how's it going. How are y'all going? What'll I even say? I forgot. I can't talk
how's
today.
How's it going, I believe. How's the ghost going?
Yeah.
Hey, the ghost of Dr. John.
What's going on?
So great to meet you. You passed away relatively recently.
Relatively recently.
Do you remember when?
You know, I don't remember because passing away. Because you don't remember the day of your own death.
No, it just suddenly happens to you, right?
No, it's just like, SpaghettiOs. And you're out of here.
You don't remember the day you died?
No, I don't.
What's the last day you remember?
Yeah, last day I remember I was, I was on a roof. And I just had like a nice beignet in my hand.
Oh.
And I was going, get off my property. To some kids that kind of crossed over the wall. I got a big wall on my property. And I said, get out of here. And I had to get on the roof because they were so tall. And that's the last thing I remember before, I woke up in this astral plane.
Oh, my God. So you died somehow being on a roof.
On a roof, yeah.
Oh, listen to it. He's so good at turning anything into music.
Yeah, that's one of my talents.
Hey, Dr. John.
Yeah?
I don't know if you're aware of this since you died, but Popeyes came out with a chicken sandwich that just crushed everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so nice to hear.
You can have it spicy or not, but why bother?
Oh, man.
Does he have a connection to Popeyes that I'm not remembering?
Not particularly, but I'm just happy they're doing well.
Other than singing the song on the commercials.
Yeah.
Other than that, none.
What was that song, Dr. Doug?
It was like this. It was like, kids get off my lawn.
Oh, he's
My
stuck.
Name is Dr. Joe, and everyone's better eat these sandwiches.
See, I see this a lot in my work. People, they get hung up on a particular happening in their life, and they can't move past it. Like you, Greg Kinnear. You're still stuck hosting Talk Soup.
Oh, I'm not.
I love Greg Kinnear.
Do you know anyone that got hung up on The Happening, the movie by M. Night Shyamalan?
Oh, no, this is Lisa's territory.
Know if I've seen that.
Oh, no, she's malignanting. That was a quick one. Oh, we're talking about The Happening.
I heard it.
The air attacks people. The plants got mad.
Oh,
shit, everybody. Dr. John. What's up?
Hey. Oh, this is the ghost of Dr. John.
Yeah, you might. Are you a movie buff by any chance?
I'm kind of a movie lean.
Yeah, you're a movie lean
person.
Weren't
you in a Disney movie?
I was. It was called Princess and the Frog. Catch it, damn New Orleans. They told me I'd be either the princess or the frog, but then I was just a disembodied voice.
Oh, that is rude.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here today.
That's why you're here today.
Yeah. I mean, I got some unfinished business.
Will this help? Will this help you ascend into the homeland?
Yeah, into the homeland. Everybody's naked there, but nobody cares. So here's the deal: Walt Disney Corporation told me I'd be either the princess or the frog in Princess and the Frog.
They've been up to a lot lately.
Yeah.
A lot of tricky business, especially in Florida. Anyway,
never mind. Oh, man. Don't even get me started. I am up to date on current events. Oh, I just can't remember the day that I died.
Okay, you should just go check.
I read the paper, the ghost paper, every day.
Oh, yeah. Is that about ghosts or just for ghosts?
It's
or
written about by ghosts, ghosts but for like, ghosts. There's a little column in the back that says, you know what? In the mortal world, this happened. Like, I know about like January 6th.
Instead of obituaries, do they have births?
Yeah, they're like, this person was born today. They're going to cause some shit.
Mm. Do they also eventually
when,
they'll get here.
When ghosts get new agents and stuff?
Or? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of breaking stories about like, oh, man. They got poached by UTA.
Sometimes they just say when someone's been offered a role, which is wild to me. Like, not
yeah,
even
it hasn't
accepted.
Even closed.
Just
yeah.
like they've been offered the role.
Do you think that's to
Pagoda
shame them into accepting it?
Yeah, like they're like, oh shoot, the ghost paper reported it. I got to do it.
Yeah. Hey, were you ghosts all upset when that movie Casper came out?
Oh, pissed off.
Yeah, and The Sixth Sense.
Even
anytime there's
you
a
were
movie
alive
about a ghost,
when that came out,
I was not currently dead when Casper
were you
was
mad
out.
Though?
I was mad when I became a ghost. I was like, wait a second. This is offensive.
That was the first thing you thought of when you became
a ghost. Yeah, when I died, I did not remember what happened to me on that roof. And then I said to myself, Casper was a little bit rough.
Yeah.
Didn't age well.
What
and then I was dead.
Well, you were upset that it didn't age well?
It didn't age well for ghosts.
I mean, obviously, at the time, everyone loved it. But then, with the benefit of hindsight, you look back.
They're like, wait a minute.
You couldn't make it today.
This is a family movie about a dead child, if we're being real.
True.
That is kind of strange.
Hey, and
that's why I want to sue the Walt Disney Corporation.
Oh, that's why you've come here today.
For many reasons. Princess and the Frog, Dr. Teeth in general stealing my oeuvre.
That's right. Disney owns the Muppets.
Disney owns the Muppets now. I'm up on current events. Can you please help me? Do you know any lawyers?
I could absolutely take your case and stuff it.
Oh, man, I don't have a lot of confidence about this.
Yeah. I'm a great orator. That.
Taking a real Johnny Paycheck approach.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Diver Man? Do you know lawyer? You must have treasure lawyers.
You must have treasure lawyers.
Yeah, of course they're treasure lawyers.
And what do they work out? They work out whether you can keep the treasure or whether you have to throw it back in the sea?
Yeah, if there's a percentage of the treasure that I get to keep, if I can keep the whole thing,
right.
If I have to share the treasure with anybody. This is boring. Listen.
Yeah.
Not as boring as what I would say.
What are you a doctor of again?
Yeah, I'm a doctor of Zydeco.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A PhD in Zydeco.
I had 5 years at the Zydeco school. It's where they make you stand on one leg and they give you an accordion and they just stuff like 5 beignets in your mouth and you cannot chew them. And you just got to wait until they dissolve for 5 years. That's why they stuff 5 in there.
You're obviously from New Orleans because you mentioned beignets
can
twice.
Can you not tell? I'm gonna do it a third time.
Right.
Beignets.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely for
wait till I get to Po' Boy.
He mentioned Bourbon Street too.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
This all checks out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you put DZ after your name?
Dr. John DZ?
What it was DZ, like DZ Nuts?
Dr. Zydeco.
Thank you, Tierna.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This woman with an obvious head injury is following this.
I feel like I understand only the things most people don't. And it's what keeps me going. You ever been to a grocery store and someone's like, where's the cereal? And then you're like, a tornado's coming, but you were right?
Yes.
It's all uh-oh about the hidden.
Lisa, anchors away. Anchors away.
A tornado like a twister?
Oh, no. You don't get too excited. That's not you.
I don't care about them.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, what's up?
Twister. We just mentioned Twister.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
Yeah, hey, did you get that hair yet?
I had forgotten what I was doing.
Yeah.
Do you need me to? Can you just tell me?
To be
really
fair,
clearly?
The overflow parking today is crazy.
Yeah.
When I pulled in my ghost car, it was.
You have a ghost car.
I have a ghost car. It's got, it's bedazzled. It's got several feathers on it.
Several.
Oh, I saw that. I thought that was a big bird.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for.
Every time I start to go, you guys call me back. So
yeah.
I'm having a hard time getting
that's
there.
Fair. That's
we
fair.
Have to give her the time to go to parking lot C.
She's in overflow. Don't forget.
Like I got a little closer this time.
Hey, yeah, real quick. In Groundhog Day, when...
Yeah. Haven't seen
the
it.
Very,
yeah,
well, the very
it. Why you, it sounds like you haven't seen a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie about a gopher.
At the very end of the
you're
movie.
You're thinking of Caddyshack.
Yeah,
oh,
Groundhog Day is about a gopher.
Yeah.
Wet body dysmorphia.
I get my rodent movies confused. I
Willard.
Did before I died. I am after I died.
When Bill Murray can play the piano so well at the end,
yeah,
and he's like blown everybody away. And then the piano teacher they learned piano from says, that's my student.
Yeah.
Even though at that point, why?
Because he would have come in earlier in the day and she said, okay, well, you want to take lessons? Show me what you know. And he plays as good as he played in the concert. And she goes, well, I could teach you one thing. At the end, maybe like go, ba-dum-bam.
That's more of a suggestion.
I
mean, to be fair,
she shouldn't be taking any.
But for her to be so proud and say, that's my student, like,
here's my theory. Come on. Here's my other theory. She's also being Groundhog Day'd.
Oh.
She's the one character who knows what's happening, has been experiencing it in real time along with Bill Murray.
And she lets it slip right at the very end.
At the very end, she's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said it. Notice how she gets embarrassed after she says it?
No.
And shakes her head and says, like, and looks at the camera and goes, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I did not notice
that. Are we just pitching on the movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah. You got any pitches?
Well, I gotta say, it's not out of the question. It's not out of the question for someone to add a bada-bop on a piano riff. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I'm playing the piano, I'm like, you know what this needs? A bada-bop.
I'm loving it.
I was gonna pitch that Bill Murray had to, like, ride a hippo everywhere he went. Just
good. Yeah. You know, why not?
Okay.
Like maybe there's a specialty saddle that they made. And
yeah, like a hippo saddle. Yeah.
I would like to see that saddle.
Right? I mean, if we're just, you know, just
a specialty
here,
hippo saddle, you say.
Throwing stuff at the wall. Maybe it's just a movie about a hippo saddle that somebody has to build and then they have to, like, you know.
It comes to life or just sits there?
I mean, hey, there's no bad ideas. Absolutely. So the hippo saddle.
When anyone says there's no bad ideas, they think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be supportive in the room.
By saying there's no bad ideas, implying that it's a bad idea.
I'm going to go to my car.
Wait a minute, Lisa.
Bring back that hair.
Okay, Hold on a second, Lisa. I got a question. Yep. Do you work in the movies or are you just like a movie leaning
person?
She
doesn't even see them.
No, I refuse.
Oh.
It's real bad.
I need one connection to the Walt Disney Corporation.
She can't even watch movies because she always has her back to him because she's the malignant.
Are you a malignant?
I am an attorney for Walt Disney Incorporated.
For them?
Yeah. Why is that surprising?
Oh, my God.
You don't think somebody who sounds like Mickey Mouse to be a lawyer for Walt Disney?
No, it's not that. It's that we're looking for someone to sue the Walt Disney Corporation.
Yeah.
You'd be defending them.
Yeah, you'd be honestly my greatest enemy right now.
Well, I don't feel like your enemy.
I mean, we're cordial. But besides that, you know,
Lisa, bring back that hair.
Well, okay, I'll go get the hair.
My theory is if we stuff the hair back into the head injury.
Yeah.
Ew.
It'll solve everything because suddenly the air won't be getting into the head.
In this exact same situation before.
Why are you, Dr. Jones?
Oh, yeah. Me and Levon Helm.
Hi, Tierna.
Hi, Tierna.
I'm confused at why you're struggling so hard to try and find a solution. Why you can't be content within yourself.
Have you watched movies, Tierna?
Yeah, all of them.
So Lisa's the malignant. Oh. She always has her back to the movie.
Tierna must be a defense lawyer. So a prosecution lawyer that I could use to sue.
I told you I would represent you, but you rejected me. You swatted me out of the sky like a bad helicopter.
Please, you were saying Tierna, insane represent him. Things.
Please represent the ghost of Dr. John.
Okay, I'm scared of you.
You malignant head injury person.
This trial will rival the viewership of the Depp v. Heard trial. Like a malignant representing two sides, one of which is the Walt Disney Corporation. Are you kidding me?
And one of them is a ghost of a dead Zydeco musician.
I'm gonna go bop 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 with my piano the whole time.
And then Shimmy's there.
Yeah, I'm there for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this is gold.
Shimmy's a character.
Did somebody say gold?
Oh, sorry, Buck. Oh. This is land gold. This is land gold.
Forget it.
Televised land gold.
Forget it.
Okay. Well, I think we finally found everything to tie it all together.
Right? I guess if you needed that to tie it up.
We've solved several mysteries.
Well, look, guys, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs. That was
me.
No, Dr. John, that was not.
Oh, never mind.
That must have
been recorded on the day of my death.
Yeah, any song must be recorded on the day of my death.
I like that as trivia, though, if you play a song and then... Who was that? And it's one of the people that's there?
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That was Afro Duck Sounds with Oi Noi Plugtastic Funk. Wow. Thank you to them. Wow. And what are we plugging? Brock Lovett, what do you want to plug?
Well, I mean, I guess if you know of any treasure, let me know.
You can't just plug treasure.
I'm plugging people telling me where treasure is.
Okay. I'll allow it.
You have to. All right, I do want to. I want to cede my plug time to someone else.
What?
This Wait. Is,
to Shimmy?
Wait.
Yeah, you don't mind? Okay. Hey, everybody. You know this guy, Paul F. Tompkins?
Oh, yeah, we know. Paul F. Tompkins, Shimmy.
He's got some shows coming up y'all want to know about.
Yeah.
Can you even get to them? I mean, you're trapped here in the studio. It seems.
If I can, hey, if I can. I'll make it for sure, and if you see me there, say hello, Shimmy, and give me a handshake.
How will people know you, Shimmy? Because we obviously have seen you.
Me. Are you going to show up and then leave?
I'll be showing up and leaving a bunch throughout the entire show.
All right.
But look, here's how it goes.
Here's how it goes. Okay, this is a good way to start a plug. I like this. Here's how it goes.
How you going?
Oh, Friday. Hey, everybody. How you going?
Nice.
Friday, July 1st, Lapkus and Tompkins, Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus doing a two-person improv show in front of a live audience that will also be live-streamed to the world via Dynasty Typewriter.
The world. Wow.
Then, Sunday, July 3rd, Paul F. Tompkins hosts his variety show, Varietopia, at Loud Room in Highland Park.
This one was delayed, was it not?
It was because of COVID.
Because of the performer having COVID.
Yeah.
Not just generally.
Well, it, both.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is very exciting.
The one caused the other.
The latter caused the
other. Go to paulftompkins.com/live for tickets.
Wow, amazing. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you later, Shimmy.
I hope that was all right.
That was okay. No, we love Shimmy around these parts. Of course,
he is lovable.
He is a nice guy. Plus, his people will know him because of his T-shirt that says Shimmy.
Yeah.
And then on the back it says Shimmy Ya, which was Wu-Tang Clan merch that he just adapted for his own. Yeah.
Oh, I love the Wu-Tang Clan.
Do you, Dr. John?
Big Wu-Tang fan.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
Oh, man. I love, what's that? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Hey, he knows his stuff.
I know.
And
know
what's your favorite part of New Orleans?
It's Bourbon Street. Wow. And beignets. That's number four. That's number four on the beignet clock.
All right.
Yeah, I'm happy now. I got a lawyer that's a malignant.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I want to plug the boys season 3.
Mid-season check-in?
Mid-season check-in. You're going to see some butts. And then StarToon Cartoon. Right. Sometime at some place will be available. There's also a podcast called Hero Club Dungeons and Dragons. Jack Quaid produces it. That's part of.
He was here before.
Yeah,
he left right before you got here.
Yeah, happens a lot.
Is he avoiding you?
He's avoiding me because I keep haunting him with my Zydeco.
Oh, that tracks.
Yeah, I play an accordion right in his ear at night.
Oh, that's rude. Oh,
he does not like it.
No wonder he's so tired and can't talk.
Yeah, so he cannot speak at all.
And I mean, since you're known for playing the piano, probably that accordion playing is terrible.
I know, but hey, that's 5 years in accordion school, man. It's 5 beignets in my mouth.
What is an accordion but just a sideways, squishy piano?
Yeah. Exactly.
You gotta pump yourself.
If there is a note on an accordion that if you play it, you will shit your pants.
Whoa. Yeah. The low notes.
Oh, man.
Hero Club is that podcast.
Hero Club. Check it out on everything.
Check it out. Now, Tierna, am I talking to?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. What do you want to plug?
I just want to plug that everyone stays glued to their seats and watch. You can watch Apple TV. There's a show called Physical. That's the opposite of Mental. That's how you can remember it. And there's some episodes that'll be interesting to you and then some that we don't know what happens.
Okay, good plug.
I've only seen some of them, and I'll let you choose which ones you watch.
Okay.
And StarToon's Tiny Desk is coming back for season 3 on the Paramount Plus Network, I think. We don't know when, but it'll happen.
Oh, cannot wait.
So stay glued to your butts.
Cannot wait.
Stay glued to your butts. I want to plug the CBB tour.
Look.
Look, we're starting in about a month.
Why are you mad?
Get up off of your asses and go to your assless computer and buy tickets for that.
I want to highlight
the Los Angeles show, the CBB World show. We've finalized who the three shows are that are opening for it. Yeah, I may announce it at some point, but you're going to be very happy with those. So
tell us right now.
Tell me.
I gotta keep it in reserve for a little while.
Give Dr.
longer.
John a scloosy.
Yeah, he deserves it. He's dead.
Yeah.
We're doing a regular Comedy Bang Bang there, but also three CBB World shows are opening up for it. That's a very special one. But we're doing so many shows. We're doing Minneapolis, Madison. I'm not gonna list them all, but I'm putting together all the lineups for that right now, and they're very, very good. So you're gonna wanna go see it. Head over to cbbworld.com/tour, and you can buy tickets for any of those. And while you're there, if you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. Open up a bag. Gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it. Open up.
That was definitely me.
Yeah, come on. Under your pseudonym of Expats?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Plug Yourself Clean. Thanks so much to Expats, a.k.a. Dr. John, the ghost of Dr. John.
Yeah, I beg your pardon. I have many monocles.
Did you say monocles?
Monocles.
I thought he said molecules.
If you have two monocles, just get glasses.
No, I'm dead. I got no molecules. I got several monocles, and I'm many monocles.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Lisa? Or, sorry, Tirda.
Oh, I came back with a lock
of
hair.
Oh, you got the hair?
Yeah, I just want to show
you.
Yeah. You got the hair. All right.
You can take a look at it.
Do you mind malignanting yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, let's stuff this hair back into Tierna's head.
Wait, will that fix the malignant? Because I need the malignant.
Oh, no, we're still the malignant, but it'll just fix Tierna's brain problems.
Yeah. Oh, all right, I guess.
Tierna?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go back to being normal?
What's that? Yes.
All right, stuff
we
in.
Got a verbal yes. Stuff
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tierna.
Yeah.
That's your name.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman, host of Comedy.
You.
You do remember me.
Yeah, I'm a listener.
Oh, great. Oh,
yeah,
well.
I love listening.
You're currently on the show.
Oh, whoa.
This is Brock Lovett, the treasure hunter.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
Don't be frightened. This is the ghost of Dr. John. He's friendly.
Spooky, scary, but friendly.
Wow, what an assorted bunch.
Well,
that
also
was
shimmy.
Kind of the tune of the Popeye song. Just so you know.
I know I wrote it.
And know about it.
I know about it. Hey. How you knowing?
Hey. Shimmy's here.
Oh, hi.
Shimmy's
wow.
here. You're a listener, so you know Shimmy.
Yeah, I know everybody here. Everything
and it's me, Jack Quaid, back again.
Normal.
Jack, you're back!
Wow. Yeah, hi.
Just like that movie, Jack's back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm such a fan of Jensen Ackles' ass. Can you tell that I said hi?
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I mentioned a movie, Jack's back, and Lisa didn't show up.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What?
Is her malignant gone? Can you turn around for us?
I guess that seems creepy.
You look so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
let's check that out.
Thanks. Wow.
The malignant shriveled off and fell on the ground.
Oh, this is bad for me. Oh, I needed that malignant.
Are you a lawyer for...
Yeah, everybody.
Still?
Yeah.
So you represent the Walt Disney Corporation and people against the Walt Disney Corporation?
Cops, astronauts, everybody.
Oh, all right. General lawyer in general?
Can you, Mrs. Doubtfire,
put
a trial?
Put two pies on my breast?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, great. Will that do, Dr. John?
Well, it does it for me.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.